It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, the Green Party's bid to recount votes in Pennsylvania was in trouble even before the federal judge crushed it. The effort stood little chance of detecting potential fraud or error because there was basically no backup. Pennsylvania is one of 11 states where the majority of voters, including those in Allegheny County, use older machines that store votes electronically without paper-based backups that could be used to double-check the balloting. A group of computer scientists who supported the recount effort says the paperless digital voting machines used by roughly 1 in 5 U.S. voters last month present one of the most glaring dangers in the security of the U.S. election system. Panasonic will begin helping carmaker Tesla in its production of solar panels and solar glass roofs. Production is expected to begin in the middle of the year. The company says that Panasonic will also work with Tesla on next-generation technology. This week, the Tech Report gets into a sticky situation. Scientists and inventors have long looked to nature for inspiration. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed tells us about a local company whose muse is the humble gecko.
In a large industrial complex in Lawrenceville, top secret cutting-edge manufacturing is taking place.
We typically don't show that space to people.
Yeah.
But if you want to look around.
That's Paul Glass, Vice President of Engineering at a company called Nano Grip Tech.
I ask you to put on a pair of safety glasses.
Cool. So these are some machines and...
Yeah, so
vaguely, what are we looking at?
So we have several pieces of manufacturing equipment here that we use to make the full-scale product for customers.
Glass is secretive about the manufacturing process because he says other companies are trying to figure out how to do what Nano Grip Tech is doing. Nano Grip Tech has figured out how to do something that Mother Nature perfected long ago.
We make gecko-inspired adhesive materials that have been designed with some of the principles that allow gecko lizards to climb up walls and stick to ceilings.
Geckos have thousands of tiny hair-like structures on their feet. Each hair is so small that it activates what's called intermolecular attraction.
This was originally work that was done in academic settings to allow robots to climb ceilings. So in mind, there was aerospace inspection and oil pipeline, you know, inspection and some defense applications.
Nano Grip Tech was spun out of Carnegie Mellon University's Mechanical Engineering Department in 2009. What's unusual about these adhesives is that they're totally dry. There's no glue or anything like that. It's just the structure itself that creates adhesion. And they really do stick. Just listen. You can almost hear the individual nanostructures being pulled off a plastic plate. The first commercial application for Nano Grip Tech's dry adhesive, called Setex, is on horseback riding pants made by a Toronto-based company called Struck. They put Setex on the insides of the knees of the pants, which help riders stay in the saddle, especially during jumps. Co-founder Kevin Maxey says feedback from customers has been overwhelmingly positive.
They loved it. They really enjoyed the fact that they do grip when they need it. We've got lots of testimonials where people have said, oh my God, I had an oh moment and your pants helped me stick on.
Nano Grip Tech's Paul Glass says there are other applications in the pipeline. Soft rubbery liners that help keep prosthetic limbs in place, special seams for biohazard suits, and some top secret Department of Defense applications that we just can't talk about here. For the Tech Report, I'm Liz Reed.
And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.